as we approach the end of Kriyashma. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Rav Hirsch says something so powerful. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is the source of our awareness, that Hashem guides our fate, He ordains our actions. It's the source of our consciousness of our calling as human beings and as Klal Yisrael. So the tzitzis symbol points to Yetzias Mitzrayim, from which we learn by historical experience that Hashem redeems us, He gives us the Torah. Why Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Li'es Lachem Le'elikim? I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'm your Redeemer. Li'es Lachem Le'elikim, to give you the Torah. And this gives us the unshakable basis of our whole consciousness the whole time. And this is what Hashem says in His statement that really encapsulates all of this. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And since Hashem is our God, it's Him alone who directs our thought and our will. Meaning that the purpose of the tzitzis on our garments is unequivocal, because the Torah itself tells us what we're doing. The tzitzis is a means of recalling all the mitzvahs. It makes us aware of Hashem's commandments and of our commitment to them. By wearing tzitzis, we guard ourselves against mistaken views that could bring us to forsake Hashem and His mitzvahs. I remain faithful and holy to our mission as Jews. But there's one question. Meaning, how does it work? What's the relationship between the means and the idea? The means that the Torah chose and the idea that it calls to mind. First of all, it seems that we've got tzitzis on our garments, we've got bris milah on our bodies, we've got tefillah on our arms, on our foreheads, mezuzahs on our homes. They've all got one common denominator. Milah and tefillin, mezuzah, they sanctify the body, the head, the arm, the home, on which they've been placed as symbols. And this shows us that we accomplish this by devoting our bodies and our homes to Avodas Hashem, to the divine purpose. So tzitzis isn't doing it to our bodies in as much as it's doing it to our clothes. Tzitzis on our garments sanctifies human garments by devoting their purpose to Hashem too. So what is that? In order to find the meaning of tzitzis on our garments, we need to understand the significance of clothes anyway. Especially as tzitzis is something which sprouts from the garment. We said this, I think, at the beginning of the parasha. The word yatzitz is something to sprout. Through the tzitzis, the human garment should sprout, blossom forth and bear fruit. That's tzitzis akanof. Your garment shouldn't be something barren. Don't clothe yourself vainly and thoughtlessly in human garments. Rather, let the garments, let your clothes, fulfill the purpose that they were given to you for. In order to understand this, or to understand perhaps the relationship between clothing and our moral calling, go back to where clothing comes from. It comes from Adam and Chava. After Chait, Adam Harishon, eating from the fruit, they're embarrassed that they're not wearing any clothes. And they wear clothes. They make themselves clothes. So the sin that preceded the giving of the first garments to Adam and Chava, against which the garment is meant to protect, mirrors the sin mentioned above. In fact, they're basically identical. Lo sasuach levavchem acharei neichem, and chei Adam arishon, because what does it say? V'ter ha'isha ki toiv ha'itz l'machal, v'itai v'hu le'naim, v'nechmad le'itz l'haskel. I'll have to see more about that tomorrow. Absolutely fascinating that clothing and lo sasuach levavchem acharei neichem seem to be so connected.